If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959
on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
So I saw this clip now of this husband. Again, I got in a room and he's literally almost disgusted that the wife is presenting herself this way. Listen to this.
Baby, what are you doing?
Nothing.
I thought you were getting ready. My friends are coming over.
Getting ready for what?
My friends are coming over.
Your friends are coming over. They should come. I'm here. Why should I go and get ready?
Hey,
we are not going out, right? They are just coming to visit.
Yeah. You're wearing that?
Of course.
Your hair?
Honey, you like my hair like this, so why do you want me to go? You want me to go and put a wig on?
Yeah, but you never wear your hair like that because you don't it that way.
I like it this way, so I'm going to keep it like this. I don't want to go and change. I'm comfortable. I just want to sit here like this.
You're mad my friends are coming over, aren't you?
Oh, I am not. It's just that I don't understand why you want me to go and change.
Because my friends are coming over.
I don't care. They know me, so I'll just be like that.
Well,
why are you
warn you. You're giving me a lot of ammunition for jokes.
You're gonna make fun of me? Are you serious?
So he basically wants his woman to look good for his friends.
He basically says, look like we are going out. The woman is wearing a maxi dress.
A pink.
A pinky. Mm. And on a little wig lines.
Mm.
So she clearly wears wigs. And she looks chilled at home.
Yeah.
But the man is like, but you're not great looking.
Wow.
I need my trophy to show up.
Oh, man. Yeah,
when my friend.
I love it when you mentioned the word trophy.
I was like, what?
I don't have a problem with how my wife looks when my friends are coming over.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm not defending the guy. Please,
don't be defensive.
No,
Kuluma, express yourself.
Let me.
Yeah.
I need to explain.
We are ready.
You know, if your friends are stupid, and you know for a fact, if my friends see my wife like this, this is going to be a joke forever in my life. So, baby, to protect me, change this dress, because I know when Spio and Glenn come here, Glenn, the first thing I said, and it's forever. So for you to protect me, that's what he's saying, is like, You're giving me jokes for days.
Clearly, you've got stupid friends. There's no friend who's going to come to your house. It doesn't matter how your wife is dressed, and tease her or tease you about it. It's not going to happen. That's how to...
No,
I'm going to
send voice notes.
0636880959. Does it matter what your significant other looks like when your friends are coming over?
No.
So do you put in an extra effort?
No.
You know you are home, Skumba, that weekend. And now, do you put in an extra effort and you look better than you would if no one was at home?
And I know your woman will be very judgmental. Like, why suddenly? Abu Zota, they are visiting.
Exactly.
You're looking like a rockstar. Never.
And then when our eyes fashion him come.
So let us know. Does it matter?
Never.
Does it matter what your significant other looks like if your friends are coming over to visit?
I'm so ashamed, Shaman.
Yeah.
Why so for your own white man?
Perfume.
Women are not there for rubbish, guys.
Huh?
Never.
Only twigging yam.
And you come in green.
What? Nah, let us know.
Sebang, just before I let you go, if Amachita are coming to visit your place, would you say to Imeriako she must change and look presentable, or write
the way she
around?
Is, yes.
So we help me say to me now, I just let her be,
Okay. So here's the question, when not Sebang.
Yeah.
What if your woman is, you know, usually, Mina, when there's no helper in the house, I can walk around just wearing my underwear.
Yeah.
So what if your woman is just wearing a underwear, a bikini in the house, and then injadi
etara? I know.
It is injadi.
Shabu bread.
Ay, Mara guys, Ukai usile, and Ukai is the one who gave his friends permission to be able to speak like that. Because clearly they do speak like that for him to preempt that they're going to be saying that. This is the woman's home. And on the flip side, if Ukai figure wearing skimpy short things, the next thing guy will be saying, no, you're trying to attract some of my friends. Hi.
Skumba not here near Kulumanji. It matters, bro. As much as Nabant Bespazan, Upumanje, Nitai Aspume, Siala, Aksama out, Upumanje, Garage, Uzumuza, Upumana Mutu, Gaganje, I mean, I am being out to Gama boots, hey, Minang and out to Gale overall. Mr. Sana Mandaba Sazio, Iafana, Major and Mozong and Mobu to Wako. Oh, we have to look like your home. Mazubwe and Chilena, we helper of some sort, electrician.
And you guys have just added reason 366 why I don't like having visitors. What? I must get ready to receive visitors in my home. I must take out my indoor shorts and my torn t-shirt just because I'm... No, guys. Please, don't come through.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
To be completely honest, it's a lose-lose situation because, please, I know my people.
Ranaba Sadi, no, je, mucho atle, aitreke, karba hutiba kabata. Of course, kitomobuza, baby. King, why you took his head, aboma paseka, watsimoma paseka. Why will you took his hakanagana? Kapa, abasai took his, bekito, I love. Oton service, I must couple about two, a pretty short pen, and so the tabwil and semi-getting. Get lose-lose, doll. It's lose-lose.
Well, guys, when I'm home, I need to be braless, shoeless. Kiskapara, the genie, the type, like, I need to be in my short shorts. I need to be in my pump shorts, actually. Like, feel free. Oh, and then by a tibaya guy, basa duli ko din kun zabone mara. If moto abata ko bona moto omong, amo phone nele, renali FaceTime. That's it. G. Shalani magi.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komuto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.